Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. It's Francisco Rojas, and I hope that you all enjoyed your weekend, your Halloween weekend. If you went out, if you gave out candy, whatever you did, I hope you had a good time. And man, for today's show, I'm going to lay out to you, now that it's officially the offseason with the World Series ending. I'll get to just my thoughts on the World Series, by the way, in a couple of different forms. But later in the show, I'll give you thoughts on the World Series ending where the Dodgers won in seven. What an all-time game seven that was. So we'll get into that later in the show. But this is a Phil's podcast. So in a couple of minutes, for most of the show, I'm going to get into what I would do. I'm going to put on my GM hat. And I'm going to tell you what I would do this offseason. Dave Dombrowski's going to have to get creative. I'm going to try to be as creative as possible because there's probably Dave Dombrowski's biggest offseason for sure. It seems like the last couple have been big, but especially this one's going to be very, very interesting. So stay tuned. In a couple minutes, I'm going to get into that. First thing I want to ask, and this is kind of, I asked this question a couple of weeks ago when the Dodgers were dominating the Brewers in the NLCS, and the notion that maybe the way the Dodgers were playing against the Brewers, that maybe it made you feel a little better that, you know, the Phils kept it that close with the Dodgers in that NLDS. And kind of the same thing. I'm curious to know, does the Dodgers winning this World Series make you feel better about the Phillies losing to them in the NLDS? Because sometimes it does that for people, right? Sometimes it's like, oh, well, you lost to the champ, so, and we kept it really close against the champ. Look, if the Dodgers had won or lost the World Series, that wouldn't have made a difference for me. It wouldn't have, honestly, it wouldn't even made a difference if they got swept by the Brewers in the NLCS. Now, it wouldn't have felt amazing, but at the end of the day, they were the defending champs. They're defending champs for a reason, and they still had a really good team, you know, for the most part, top to bottom. The bullpen a little questionable, but so much talent on that team between their lineup and their rotation. So for me, even if the Dodgers had gotten swept in the CS or in the World Series, that wasn't going to do anything for me. It was not going to make a difference. I'm just being honest. So I don't know. I've seen that on social media, it's kind of been, you know, a theme in the past with your sports teams. It's like, oh, well, you know, if they, makes you feel better when in the playoffs when you lose to the team that eventually wins. Yeah, and that can be true in some cases. That can be totally true. But in this case, it doesn't make me feel any better because it wasn't going to matter either way. people were talking about the Phillies and Dodgers in that NLDS being the marquee matchup of the entire postseason. That they're some, you know, saying, using the term like that was our World Series of the postseason. Not even the Blue Jays and Dodgers end up, but it did though. That's the thing. The Blue Jays and Dodgers ended up really being the World Series. And we will get to that a little later in the show. I'll talk about that, as well as a new Hall of Fame ballot that came out. And it's a lot of big names on there for not the regular Hall of Fame ballot, but a different Hall of Fame ballot. So I'll also get into that to end the show. But all right, so what would I do this all, again, a really, really interesting offseason for Dave Dombrowski. It's a really, really interesting offseason. I don't think there's any perfect way for Dave Dombrowski to do this. There's never a perfect offseason to have, unless you're like the Dodgers last year, or, you know, unless you're like the Dodgers last year or the year before when they got Ohtani, that there's really no perfect way to do it. But I'm going to try my best here. So I have a couple of different categories here, going through players that I would re-sign that are free agents now, players that I would let walk, players I would bring in from free agency, and players that I would trade. So let's get into it. We're going to start with players that I would re-sign if I was Dombo. So number one, I think that bringing Kyle Schwarber back is a big priority. And look, also, again, I just want to preface this with, I'm not going to do it through a plan B or plan C. I'm saying this would be what I would do. Like, each step of this is exactly what I would do. I'm not going through a plan B or a plan C. Obviously, if you're an actual GM, you're going to have a plan B and a plan C, a plan D and a plan E and a plan F. So you're going to have to do that. But I'm not, that would also be here for an hour if you want me to do a plan B and a plan C. I'm here just to give you how my ideal offseason would look, how each move would happen. So number one player I would re-sign is Kyle Schwarber. No surprise there. I think he has really emerged as the clear leader of this team. I think he's been the heartbeat of the Phillies, especially in 2025. Just the record-setting, historic season that he... I don't know about record-setting, but yeah, in some ways he did. But a historic season that he had, let's just call it that, the historic season that he did have. And it just seems like, from afar, it seems like Schwarber's really become the leader of this team. And still love Bryce, but I think it's just pretty clear that Kyle Schwarber's become the leader of the Philadelphia Phillies. So number one, I think that, considering how good his numbers, especially, like, again, his numbers with the Phillies the last 4 years were unbelievable. From 22, 23, 24, and 25, the power numbers are just absolutely incredible. And I still think, like, it's Ryan Howard-esque. It really is. It's Ryan Howard-esque to a certain extent. So Kyle Schwarber, I think you got to re-sign Schwarber. Number two, I think you re-sign Harrison Bader. And there are different there's different... trying to think of the words here, but like different elements to why I would bring back Harrison Bader, and I'm going to get into those, but I think Harrison Bader, you should re-sign. Harrison Bader needs to be re-signed, I think. So Harrison Bader, I think, for what he did with the Phils last year, in those couple of months, and I think you re-sign Bader, and I think he added a lot to the personality of the team as well, the clubhouse, veteran leadership, and I already know there's a lot of veteran leadership in there, but I think with his personality, it's important to have on this team, and his play in the outfield, as well as him having the career year that he had at the plate with the Twins and the Phillies. I think that I would re-sign Bader. Number three, look, I don't, everyone's like saying that the Orioles are going to automatically trade Rutschman. I'm not like necessarily dispelling that, but I don't think it's as much of a lock as people are saying. I think there's actually a world where the Orioles keep Bisalo and Rutschman, which means there's really nobody else on the market. There's really nobody else in the market that pops out to you. I think JT Realmuto is going to still be a Philadelphia Philly. I'm not totally mad at that. And that also depends on what you bring in to the offensive side of things, which I'm about to get to. But I think JT still, I know his offensive numbers aren't great, aren't they what they used to be, you know, back in like 2022 and, you know, from 19 to 22 with the Phillies, but it's kind of expected, you know, as much of a talent JT is, like in all facets of the game, you know, age catches up. He's 34 now, so it catches up. But I think JT for the pitching staff, and he's not like the worst offensive catcher. It's not like he's had like horrendous numbers. They just aren't what they necessarily have been in the past. So JT, I think, should be re-signed. And then one person, and I think it's kind of a given. Dave Dombrowski said he wouldn't be, you know, he'd be surprised if he wasn't back with us. It's Jose Alvarado, who does have a club option. I think Jose Alvarado, I know that what he did last year wasn't great, and you know, him taking PEDs and him being suspended for as long as he was, that wasn't great. It wasn't great for the team. It wasn't great for the organization in general. It wasn't a great thing for Jose Alvarado to do. But I still think, hopefully, he can come back and not do any more stupid things. And because I believe, especially with this bullpen not being necessarily like a top five bullpen in baseball, I think Jose Alvarado coming back to this team, being a lefty arm out of the pen, being a high leverage guy that he's supposed to be, I think would make sense to bring back Jose Alvarado still. No, it's not great considering what he did last year, but I still think Alvarado would make sense. So bring back Jose Alvarado. So re-signing Schwarber, Bader, Realmuto, and Alvarado. Those four I'm re-signing. Players I would let walk in free agency. I think I'm letting Ranger walk, man. I think no matter what. I still think you look at the rotation, and it's still a good rotation. It's not like a top three rotation in baseball anymore without Ranger. But in order to focus on other areas of the team that you need to improve, I think you got to let that one go. And I'm still comfortable with the rotation of Sanchez. Hopefully Wheeler's ready by opening day. Lizardo, which I think they should extend Lizardo. I think that's one thing I'm adding in here is I think they do. I would extend Jesus Lizardo. And then, so it would be Sanchez, Wheeler, Lizardo, Nola.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And then Walker. I know that's not a perfect rotation. I know Noel's coming off the ugly year that he came off of, but Nola also has a tendency to, after these, you know, down years a bit for his liking, that he comes back and has a better year. So Nola, and then Tywin Walker, who was pretty solid when he needed him to be, whether it was in the rotation or the bullpen. So I'm cool with that. Again, Sanchez, Wheeler, Lizardo, Nola, Walker. I'm cool with those five. Maybe they'll add another piece in the offseason here, you know, as a depth piece for the rotation, which would not surprise me at all. So Ranger, I am letting walk. Ranger, I'm letting walk. And but Ranger has been awesome in Philly's uniform, but I think it's more likely than not he's not going to be back in general. Okay, players that I would bring in from free agency. Now, there are a couple of relievers that you could go either way. I think they're like, I'm looking at like Michael Kopech maybe coming off an injury. Sir Anthony Dominguez also, I know there's some nostalgia there, but I think Sir Anthony would make sense coming off a pretty good year with Baltimore and Toronto. I think Sir Anthony could make a lot of sense. There's Luke Weaver out there, because I know even if you are bringing Alvarado back, I still think there's one or two pieces that you could use to shore up a bit of the back end and just some of the front end too. But there's a couple of which ways you can go with relievers, and they're hit or miss every year anyway. But just to get that out of the way. But the big one, and the big one where a lot of us are talking about, is Alex Bregman. I'm bringing him in. And I know I've really, really thought about it. I have gone back and forth, you know, the last couple of weeks, especially knowing that. And by the way, he officially, it's Monday afternoon now, he officially, according to Jeff Passan, has opted out of his contract with the Red Sox. So I have gone back and forth on Bregman and whether or not the Phillies should consider bringing him in. I just think that Bregman would make a lot of sense if he can give you, and if you look at like the last couple of years, if Bregman can give you, like he had 18 home runs in 114 games last year, a couple of years before, 25 and 26 home runs respectively, and with a war over four, from 22 to 24, you know, averaged almost a 4.5 war with about almost 25 homers and a really good OPS. And he can play good defense. I mean, that's a big upgrade from Alec Bohm, which I'm about to get to. You're going to wonder, well, like, what about Alec Bohm? What are they going to do with the outfield? I'm going to get to that in a second. Bregman just, I know the one thing, he's probably going to command like a, I mean, minimum 4-year deal, but probably like a 5-year or 6-year deal. And I've been just going back and forth on like, man, all these long-term deals, they give one to Castellanos, they're going to have to give another one to Schwarber probably. You know, Harp's on the 13-year deal, Trey's on the 10-year deal, all these, you know, Nola's on the long-term deal. I know, all of these long-term deals, but Bregman makes so much sense for this team, it's not even funny. And I think that if you have him till his age 37 season, I think I'd just edge out that he's worth it. But I can also see some people saying that he's not worth it. And, but for me, I just think it's the fit makes so much sense. Now, I was reading the ESPN article recently, and they're saying his best fit would be the Red Sox. And they would probably have to get into a bidding war. And it's going to be tough because you can say, well, you're going to have to pay JT and you're going to have to pay Schwarber. And yeah, those are the big ones you'd have to pay. Schwarber being the biggest one. But I think it would be worth it. Look, the Dodgers spend a gazillion dollars every year. So, you know, why can't we? Why can't we? We're a big market team. Act like it. So I think Bregman would be worth it for like a 5-year 160 deal or something like that. Think it would be worth it. I think the fit just makes too much sense. And he's a big, you know, veteran, former World Series champ. I think Bregman would be worth it. Okay, players that I would trade. Now, Nick Castellanos I would definitely trade. I don't know what Castellanos is going to net you in return. Now, a couple of teams in the AL Central are in need of outfielders, and the Guardians and the Royals, but I don't even know if they would really want Castellanos. I don't know what team would really want Castellanos as he's getting older, and he's gotten worse as he's, you know, the last 4 years with the Phils. I mean, his numbers were horrendous here, really. I mean, there were some stretches here and there where he was really good, but mostly overall, Castellanos as a player was not good here. Castellanos, I think they're going to end up just having to release him, but maybe they'll get something back in for a return from him, even if it's like just a low-end prospect. I don't know. But I'm trading Nick Castellanos. And then, you know, two names. One may surprise you a little bit, but one probably isn't. I would trade Alec Bohm and Brandon Marsh. And I'm going to trade him in a package. Now, I don't know if the Angels would do this. I do not know if they would actually do this, but I also think this fit makes sense. I think if Brandon Marsh, if you're re-signing Bader, they want Justin Crawford to be a starting outfielder in 2026. Whether you move Bader to left or whether you actually have Crawford playing left. Both of those guys have experience in left, have played center more than left. But either way, I think Justin Crawford is going to be on the opening day roster. I think so. And if that's Bader and Crawford, and no Castellanos there, right? Brandon Marsh is going to play right field. Trey, why don't you trade Bohm and Marsh and a prospect or two prospects for Taylor Ward from the Angels? And I know that name has come up the last few years of the deadline. You know, it seems like the last couple of years, right? For the Phils to go out and get. I mean, the guy had 23 homers in 2022 and then 25 homers in 2024 and then had a career and hit 36 homers with over 100 RBI in 2025. I think because the one thing that we talk about last year with the Phillies, right, is their lack of pop and their lack of power and their lack of slug. Slug 475 last year, almost 500, and hit 36 home runs. And he's in his prime years right now at 31 years old. I think I would trade for Taylor Ward, man. I would love to. I don't know if the Angels will do that. I'm saying I don't know if the Angels will do that. Brandon Marsh, he would, you know, the Angels have a lot of right-handed outfielders out there with Adell and Ward and Jorge Soler, so that Brandon Marsh there would break up the righties. Alec Bohm, they don't really have a third baseman. Moncada was there for the Angels, and now he's a free agent. So Alec Bohm would make sense. See, maybe the Angels see what they can get out of Bohm. Bohm and Marsh, and then a prospect or two. Potentially. I'm not saying that's a perfect trade. I'm not saying, I mean, it's a perfect trade for the Phillies. Like, yeah, that would make so much sense. I think they've had enough of Alec Bohm, man, for the most part. And I think you've gotten what you got from Brandon Marsh. I know he really rebounded, actually have a pretty good season last year overall, but I don't know, man. Marsh can hit lefties, and I don't dislike Brandon Marsh. I think to a certain extent he can be a good player, but I think you need some pop on this team. And if you're able to bring somebody like Taylor Ward in and get Bohm, Marsh, and a couple of prospects, or just one prospect for Taylor Ward, I think that makes so much sense for this team. Then you would have guys with pop on the team. You'd have Harper. You would have, you know, Trey's got a little pop. Bregman, Ward, and maybe Bader, I think, provides, you know, a little pop too. He had 17 home runs last year. But I think Ward would just make so much sense as far as who, you know, this team having a little pop. So, man, that's my offseason. Just to recap it, here's how I would do it. I'm re-signing Schwarber, Bader, Real Muto, and Jose Alvarado. I'm letting Ranger Suarez walk in free agency. I'm bringing in Alex Bregman from free agency. I'm probably giving him like a five-year, $160 million deal. I'm trading or releasing Nick Castellanos, like the reports have said. And then I'm trading Alec Bohm and a prospect, Alec Bohm, Brandon Marsh, and two prospects maybe for Taylor Ward. Maybe just one prospect. But if they need two, why not? And not like high-end prospects, not like Aiden Miller or Andrew Painter here or anything like that, which, by the way, Painter could get a shot in this rotation as well. Did not mention that with Ranger leaving. So that is how I would do this offseason. So let me know. You could tweet me at @Rojas_media_. What do you think of how I am laying out how I would approach the Phillies offseason if I'm Dave Dombrowski? This is what I would do for the team. I know the vibes have not been great the last couple of years, how these seasons have been ending, but you got to continue to go try and win. So that is how I would do things this offseason. Now I am running out a little bit of time, so I'm not going to talk about the World Series here as much as I was originally going to, but I will say congratulations to the Dodgers. No one's going to want to hear that, listen to this podcast, but as a baseball fan and as a host here, I'm going to say congratulations to the Dodgers. What a series, by the way. What a series it ended up being, the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. Because 99.8% of us out here have been thinking, man, Dodgers in six, maybe at most. And the Dodgers end up winning in seven. And it was really a back and forth series. You thought that, you know, Dodgers win game two, or Blue Jays won game one. You're like, oh, it's going to be a series. And Dodgers win game two. And it's like, oh, well, they're just going to bring back to LA and win in five. And then the Blue Jays win two of three in LA. And you're like, wait, the Blue Jays are going to come back to Toronto and win this at home. And then the Dodgers win game six, get it to seven. We have an all-time game seven. Goes extras. Another Will Smith wins a World Series, six straight in a row. But Yoshinobu Yamamoto has an all-time performance, a Randy Johnson-esque performance. It ended up being a great World Series. It really did. And like I think that, you know, probably a lot of Phillies fans out here that are pissed off the Dodgers won the World Series again. But for me, just as a baseball fan, I guess for me, I don't know what it is. I don't hate the Dodgers as much as some of you do. And I respect, that's fine. I get it why you might, but I don't hate them as much as some of you do. And I they're kind of the evil empire a little bit now, which I totally get. But look, man, we got a great World Series and we got a great Game 7. That's all you can ask for. And I know some of you wanted the Blue Jays to win, and I get that too. So I get both sides. So that will do it for me. Another episode of Phillies Today. Stay tuned for everyone else who does a great job on the channel. Tweet me at @Rojas_media_. Let me know all your thoughts on today's pod, what you want to hear this offseason, all of that, what you want to see the Phillies do this offseason as well. So that'll do it for me. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.